For today's talk on messy saints, I want to preach the message, "The owner is in the house." It's a beautiful message. And it's going to be at the end of the talk. I just have, at the start, I'll have to give the context. Last week, we talked about division in the Corinth church, which is usually caused by pride. Paul's solution was powerful. Go back to the cross. Follow me in the rubbish, just because we're all dirt compared to Jesus. That was the message last week. And this week, let's unbox the second problem of the church. It's sexual sin. And horror of horrors, the problem in the Corinth church was they were proud of the sin they were doing. Happy pa sila ipagmalaki yung mali. Crazy, right? But that's why I need to give the context in a bit. Paul says, it is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you and of a kind that is not found even among pagans. So ano point nung mas weird pa yung ginagawa nila kesa yung mga unchurched. For a man is living with his father's wife and you are arrogant. Should you not rather have mourned so that he who has done this would have been removed from among you? For though absent in body, I am present in spirit, and as if present, I have already pronounced judgment in the name of the Lord Jesus on the man who has done such a thing. When you are assembled and my spirit is present with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are to hand this man over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. Grabe. So that this may be saved on the day of the Lord. Drive out this wicked person among you. Siguro na-shock kayo sa scripture natin today. But a little bit of something is that sometimes we are all sinners. Do you agree? And the thing with you and me, I am a sinner, is that I sometimes just, well, sometimes, sige na nga, I, all the time when I sin, I justify my sin. Has that happened to you? So you just, if you make a mistake, you justify your mistake. And that's where Paul is talking about. He's attacking that justification of the wrong. So today I invite you to surrender and trust the Lord. Because I am a work in progress. I am a sinner. I am broken. And we're all in the process of getting better. So let us surrender. Let us pray. Jesus, I surrender my brokenness to you. I am unworthy. I make a lot of mistakes. I need you. I need you in my family. I need you in my life. I need you to make me whole. I surrender my life to you. And I believe that you've never stopped loving me. And you've always been running after me. And I believe and declare today that my family is whole. I am whole. And that my best days are ahead of me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Let's give out a big clap offering. Are you blessed already this morning?
Yeah.
Get ready for more. Last February, our talks were about being welcoming to sinners. Pero bakit itong verse na to, sobrang intense ni Paul? Bakit gusto palayasin ni Paul yung leader? He was even quoting a strong word from the Torah. It says, you must purge the evil from among you. Look at the person beside you. Mukha ba siyang evil? O mukha lang siyang hungry? Let's unbox the context and clarify the misconception. So this, the first part, I'll just talk about misconceptions about the scripture. Then I'll talk about the healing call of St. Paul. What this case is not about, three disclaimers. How many?
Three.
Good job! Yung mga teachers yung totoong to, ha? This is number one. This is not about the church judging the unchurch. Sometimes there are church leaders who use the scripture to condemn the immorality of the world. But this is a case of a church member, listen to this, even possibly a leader who committed sexual sin and was proud of it. That's why Paul added, for what have I to do with judging those outside? Is it not those who are inside that you are to judge? God will judge those who are outside. During the pandemic, there was a Gen Z LGBT plus employee that I was collaborating with, client. And he said to me, Brother J. Paul, I'm agnostic. But I like you. Sabi, hindi yung in that way, but I like you because pwede malang fun and non-judgmental ang Catholic. So parang ako, gano'ng ka-judgmental ang tao. Pero I mean, I was surprised, sabi niya, kasi ngayon lang ako, ito yung talaga, I was shocked to my bones. Sabi niya, ngayon lang ako nakilala ng Catholic na welcoming. So parang nag-break yung heart ko. Because akala ko dati judgmental lang ako, mabait naman pala ako sa ibang tao. The challenge of us Catholics, we're branded as judgmental people. When in fact, we should be the most welcoming people in the whole wide world. We're here to help people grow closer to Jesus, to have better lives, to be whole in the love of Christ. Second disclaimer, this is not about judging any church member who sins. I am a sinner. And we're all sinners. And we miss the mark. When you say miss the mark, that means that's the literal translation of sin. We miss the mark that God designed for us. Meron si Lord plano, pero nami-miss natin yung plan niya. In Proverbs, it says, the Bible says, for a righteous man may fall 7 times. Anong ibig sabihin doon? We all make mistakes. Pwede pa akong magkwento? When I was younger, my sins were rage. Rage talaga. Rageful person ako. But after years of discipleship and going to community, alam nyo, nagbago na ako. Doon sa akin, paano? Anger na lang. But I'm sharing this. I want to declare the mercy of the Lord. To be boasting of His glory and not mine, that I am far from being perfect, that I am a work in progress. Raise your hand. Are you works in progress as well? So look at the people beside you. You belong. The gift of our faith is that when we make mistakes, we can always repent. And that's a good thing. Because until our last breath, we will make mistakes. And every time we make mistakes, we can go to the cross, we can go to Jesus, we can go to the priest and repent. As long as we're breathing, in scripture it says, every morning, God renews His mercies every morning. The problem is, this guy na pinapagalitan ni St. Paul, he did not repent and proud pa siya. Pinagmalaki pa niyan. Number three, this is not about judging sexual sin as the most evil sin. So that you would marinate. Paul doesn't elevate sexual immorality above every sin. He says, but now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother or sister who is sexually immoral or greedy or as an idolater, reviler, drunkard, or robber. There's some girl, let's name her Joanna, not her real name. She was ashamed to go to the priest. She was ashamed to confess her sins. Ask me why. Because her sins were pornography and masturbation and promiscuity. For a girl, hiyang-hiya siya na i-confess na baka hindi siya patawarin ni Lord. And the thing is, if you confess your sins, the priest doesn't forget, doesn't remember it. They let it go because it's God who forgives, not the priest. So I'm telling you this. Why am I sharing this? It is because there is no sin big enough for God to love you less. There is no evil thought or darkness inside you that will make you less. God loves you for who you are. And I want to tell you this, God wants you. Hawakan mo kamay ng katabi mo at sabihin mo sa kanya, kahit ganyan ka, gusto ka ni Lord. So, sexual sin is not the worst sin in the world. There are other deep sins and big sins such as gossiping, pride, greed, over-controlling. Next time you confess, next time you surrender, I invite you to confess those to the priest and let God wash away your sins. I'm afraid that people are getting the wrong idea of God's kingdom is all about avoiding sex. It's about God's justice, which is His mercy, loving the poor, loving each other. That's the whole point. So what is this specific case about? So three things. This is about a very grave sin of an unrepentant member. Ayaw humingi ng tawad. Ayaw aminin ang mali. According to Paul, this sin, sleeping with a stepmother, grabe, di ba? Was something even pagans abhorred. Listen to this. Gusto nyo ng history? Mahilig tayo sa history. Except history with the X. Because in Roman law, this was considered incest. Because as long as you became part of the family, kahit hindi kayo blood, you're already family. And he says in shock, and you are arrogant. It sounds outrageous, but this happens many times, even today. Pwede ba mag-share ng something na very, very close to the feast? Years ago, I corrected a feast leader who was living in an adulterous relationship. I said to him, everyone is welcome to the feast. But you have leadership influence. You can't lead and preach while being in this situation. I told him, you can preach and lead again once this matter is resolved and you follow our correcting protocols. Sadly, he left the ministry. He did not see the mercy, but he just wanted his way. Before we go to the second point, let's read again our Paul's harsh response. Medyo patin dito. He says, you are to hand this man over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh so that the spirit may be saved by the day of the Lord. What does Paul mean by this? I need you to listen to this because you might be going through this in your life in one way or another. Handing someone to Satan sometimes means allowing somebody, a sinner, to hit rock bottom. So when he wakes up, he repents. Sometimes the problem with prosperity people is saying, pagka maganda buhay mo, mahal ka ni Lord. E paano pag may problema, hindi ka na mahal ni Lord? Friends, in my master's in theology, my professor on parenting class, Father Dennis Paez, taught us that the solution to entitled kids is to allow your kids to suffer and teach them to do hard things. And we have to remember that our Heavenly Father is a parent. God doesn't want you and me to be entitled children, entitled sinners. That's why when you're hurting, when you're suffering, when you're going through pain, first thing is God suffers with you, but God allows it because He wants the best for you. My dear brothers, please hold the hand of the person beside you kasi kailangan natin lahat to. Kasi ito yung gusto natin iwasan minsan. When God allows us to suffer, He's not punishing us. Suffering is God's gift to purify us. If you're suffering today, from the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry that you're suffering. My heart bleeds with you. I do not wish for you to suffer in any way. Maybe a mental health issue, you got betrayed, or whatever, financial suffering, whatever suffering you have. I'm sorry that you're going through it. But you and me, we have to go through our suffering because it is good for our soul. And I believe that as just as Jesus resurrected from his suffering, you and I will resurrect according to God's will and time and schedule. Do I hear an amen? At the feast, we welcome all types of sinners, yet we have to have higher standards for preachers and leaders. I have to be a good example. I have to live morally correct, and the leaders as well. We have to be good examples to the unchurched, to those who are wounded. Yes, we make mistakes, but we have to have in our mindset that striving to be better. Tanyo sa akin, bakit? Tanyo sa akin, isang malakas, bakit? Because we all want you and I, we all want all of us to go to heaven. Sabihin mo sa katabihan mo, walang iwanan. Sabihin mo sa kanya, yung past mo lang ang nagpapunan. Paul explains this when he says, your boasting is not a good thing. Do you not know that a little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough? Clean out the old yeast that you may be a new batch, as you really are unleavened, for our Paschal Lamb Christ has been sacrificed. Friends, unrepentant sin is like yeast. It affects the entire dough. Here is something new for most of us. In the Bible, sin was never a private affair. For now, it's hard because our culture today is you do you, I do me, respect my privacy. But thing is, in Christianity, in scripture, sin is always social. Sin always affects everybody. Even what we do in secret affects every human being on the planet. Every action, good or bad, is like a pebble dropped in the pond of space and time, causing ripples far and wide. Blessing or cursing, affecting lives, impacting multiple generations. Friends, I invite you, even when others are good, are not good, or not kind, be good. We always do good because God made you and God filled you with goodness. Do I hear an amen? Can I give a practical example? If, for example, I cheat on my wife, my beautiful wife, I am not just hurting Viv. I will also hurt my children. And the person that I cheat with, I'll be robbing that person of her one true love. That potential of finding her one true love. So when one person sins, everyone is affected. I urge you to always ask this question. Does my action today bring people closer to God or away from God? That's why we have to say we're all connected. Lahat tayo magkakamukha. Number two, this is about how physical body is a borrowed temple. So this is where we're going to land the message very soon. Here we solve the mystery why these guys were proud about the sin. Because in the next verses, Paul refutes popular Corinthian slogans. I have the right to do anything you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. You say food for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy them both. The body, however, is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord and the Lord for the body. Alam nyo, maganda to kasi this was the time when the Gnostic heresies were springing up. Ano ibig sabihin nun? There is an idea, and it's happening today, that the spirit is different from the body. That as long as your mind, your soul is okay, you can do whatever it is in your body. So that's a Gnostic mindset. Ang mindset nila is okay lang naman gumawa niyan because the body will one day be destroyed anyway. Grabe, no? For some Gnostics, salvation did not come from repentance but by achieving enlightenment. grasping a special kind of gnosis. Para siyang achievement unlocked. So for what Paul is saying, the Corinth church was not following Christ's way. They were following the secular way of living. Na ang idea nila of heaven is, basta enlightened ako, Gina. Hindi ganun. So for this guy who was sleeping with his stepmom, sabi niya, eh, mabait naman ako, ginagawa ko naman yan. Okay na yan. Kasi enlightened na ako. Why was he doing this? Because when we sin, logic goes away. We justify our sins. We end up believing the wrong we do. We end up saying, ay, di tama naman yun. And proud pa tayo sa kasalanan natin. Bottom line, when we do this, we trust our thinking more than God. Your body is also important to God, my dear brothers and sisters. Paul showed how abysmally wrong these insane beliefs are. He said, our bodies are important to God. And now, it's happening today with some beliefs that, ah, okay lang yan. Soul and spirit naman tayo today. Because someday, if you understand our faith, you and I will be resurrected on the last day. Our bodies will go back into our glorified bodies will be resurrected. Friends, gusto ko lang malaman na hindi naman sinasagot ni Lord, pero dahil chismoso ko, ano kaya itsura ko pag nag-resurrect? Anong version ko? Like yung 20s, 30s, di natin alam. But what we know is that on the last day, we say it in the Nicene Creed, in the Apostles' Creed, but on the last day, our bodies, not just spirits, will be resurrected and the kingdom of heaven will reign forever and ever and ever. By His power, Paul says, by His power, God raised the Lord from the dead and He will raise us also. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ Himself? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never. Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said the two will become one flesh. But whoever is united with the Lord is one with Him in spirit. In other Near East religions, nung time na yon, especially Greek, Romans, the Middle Easterns, meron silang tinatawag ng temple prostitutes. If you watch yung mga movies, di ba, ng mga gladiator, ganyan, may mga temple prostitutes. So what was happening, hinahalo ng Corinthian church yung kanilang secular beliefs. They use it to make them feel good na parang okay lang yan, nagsiserve naman okay Lord eh. So hinahalo nila yung kultura na mali and tama and they're justifying it. So yun lang. At least now, alam yan. So, your body isn't yours. Paul says, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body. But whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at the price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. You do not own your body. You are God's house. You're a long-term guest living in His holy temple by His gracious hospitality. Whatever we do to our body, we do to God. Pwede ba ako magkwento? There was a time in my life na I hated myself. I had low self-worth. I ate all types of junk food. Pizza ulit, tas crispy pata, tas burger, tas every day there was alcohol in my body, I was watching porn and doing different kinds of nasty things. I was basically destroying my body. The hedonistic lifestyle is a self-sabotage. And in destroying my body, I was also destroying my spirit. Because our body and spirit are united. With my behavior, I was hurting God. I was offending God. Because I was destroying God's temple, which is my body. So why should we be healthy and healed from our addictions? Because Jesus lives. The owner is in the house. So look at the person beside you. Does he look like Jesus? Or does he look like Judas? Another reason why sin can never be a personal affair. How can it be? Because someone is living with you. If you're living in his temple, that means the owner is in your life. Like the Corinthian church, we find ways. How do we justify our sin? Gusto niyo malaman? Can I give you a modern day example? Sige. Diba? Sabi ng doktor mo, huwag ka na kumain ng mataba. Kasi ang taas na ng pressure mo. Sabihin mo, brother, re-over ko naman yung crispy pata para mawala yung ano yung cholesterol. Tapos may sinabi mo, oh, ba't ka lasing? Di ba, alcoholic ka? Ba't ka naglasing na naman? Eh kasi, brother, oh, nahawak mo. Pag inong, akala ko tubig. Vodka pala. Tapos minsan, walang-wala ka ng pera. Lubog na lubog ka na sa utang. Tapos, sabihin mo, sakit niya ko sa'yo. I'm saying because lahat tayo expert in justifying our sins. Do you agree? Lahat tayo may PhD, lahat tayo makasalanan. But why are we here? Ask me why. Because we're swimming in God's ocean of mercy. We are here because we believe that someday our families will be healthier, holier, and happier. That our past sins do not justify, do not define us, but the best is actually yet to come. Can I end with a story? One morning, nag-nasa workout ako, when Viv was pregnant, Gregory went up to his mom. Sabi niya, Mommy, when I get old, I'm going to leave si Viv. I'm gonna buy my own house and have my own family. Why? We don't want to be with mommy. We don't want to be with mommy anymore. Pag siyempre, self-worth, talaga nagkaagulo, nag-haywire. Sabi niya. But mommy, I want to have a family like you and daddy. I like you and daddy. I like that. I want to have my family like that. So, hindi niya alam kung iiyak siya ng malungkot o masaya or malungkot na masaya. Yung talagang iyak how, literally iyak tawa, iyak ngiti, ganyan, iyak siya. Pag uwi ko from the gym, alam niyo naman ako yung mas emotional sa amin. Kinuwento ni Vin. Nung kinuwento niya, hindi lang ako umiyak, naglupasaya ko sa hiyak. Lord, thank you! Why am I so grateful? Because I'm a sinner. I'm an unworthy father and I'm an unworthy husband. I make mistakes. But our family is the gift of God's mercy. Na parang sa na-realize namin, Lord, lahat pala nung yung small decisions to do what is right, na mag-sorry sa anak, mag-sorry sa isa't isa, kahit na magkainisan, mababati sa harapan ng anak, may bearing pala lahat yun. Hindi pala yun lahat sayang. And I'm telling you, that today, as you are here, I believe that you are already one step closer to a healed family. That there's miracles in your bloodline that's already happening. That I declare that, you know, may gonna be restorations in loved ones nyo. May maayos, may magmamahalan, at may heal kayo na wala nang hukot sa buhay. Because someday, your family, your loved ones will be whole again in Jesus' name. So can you all stand up? I believe all of us here have been affected by these sins in one way or another. Maybe you come from a broken family, a broken marriage, a broken relationship. Somebody made a mistake, or maybe you were born out of wedlock. I don't know. But God knows you, and God sees you, and He says you are home. And I just want to tell you, as you are part of this family, we're all in that process of being purified. And that's why it's good that God lives in you. Because as long as God dwells in you, there's going to be somebody purifying you, cleaning you, making you whole. The owner is inside the house, and you are the house of God. God dwells in you. So we have to celebrate. Because there is no amount of sin for God to leave you. In your darkness, in your woundedness, God never left you. God has always been there. God always treated you whole. God always treated you as family. Because God loves you yesterday, today, and forevermore. In His house, you have a room. In His house, there is a place for you. In God's vast dining table, guess there what there is. Ask me what. In His dining table, there is a place. There is a chair. There's a plate. There are spoon and fork. If chopsticks ka, pwede chopsticks. And there is your name. Because there is a space just for you in God's house. And He wants to share a meal with you every single day. Because He loves you. He is crazy about you. He is running after you. And He wants you. So when we worship, as Hannah leads us to worship, we're going to ask God to heal us, restore us, purify us. Because God is home. Amen. All that I am now, and all that I'll be.